Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way.
Welcome back to another Imperfect Marketing Brief. Before I started this podcast, I was a blogger. Well, I still am a blogger for a lot of my clients because I enjoy writing and I've been really good at it, if I do say so myself, for a long time. But blogging for SEO can be a bit different than just writing. It's definitely different than writing for a research paper or school. First, don't think about the bots. Don't think about Google or Bing, or whatever it is. When you're writing, don't think about ranking. Think about your audience and what they want. So let's go ahead, jump in, and get to a few tips and insights into blogging for SEO or search engine optimization. So SEO or search engine optimization is all about improving your site's ranking in the organic or non-paid section of search results. You must focus on this to try and be found by your prospects and customers. The main benefit of ranking for a specific keyword is that you get free traffic to your site month after month after month. And who doesn't want free traffic? Understanding how Google finds your results is important and can help you write better for SEO. So we know that websites and web pages are ranked on three main things: relevancy, authority, and usefulness. That's what Google tells us. Now, if you search for chocolate chip cookie recipes, you don't want to see web pages about truck tires or email marketing. That's why Google looks first and foremost at pages that are closely related to the keyword that's typed in. However, Google doesn't just rank the most relevant pages at the top. That's because there's thousands, sometimes millions or billions of relevant pages for every search term. One SEO expert, I think it was Andy Crestedina, said that the best place to hide a dead body is on the second page of Google search results. It's a little telling, right? Being on the first page of Google search results can be important for your business. You need to have authority to get there, though. Authority is just like it sounds. It's Google's way of determining if the content is accurate and trustworthy. How does Google know if your content is accurate and trustworthy or if you have authority? Well, they look at the number of pages that link to that page. Links from other pages are known as backlinks. In general, the more links that your page has, the higher it's going to rank. That's what's always differentiated Google, their ability to measure authority via links. That's what's made it better than search engines like Yahoo and Ask Jeeves that came before it. They also factor in usefulness. Content can be relevant and authoritative, but if it's not useful, Google does not want it in a position where it's at the top of the search results. Google has said numerous times there's a distinction between higher quality content and useful content. Your job is to make sure the search engine sees your site as the overall best result for a person's search. You have to write for people, not bots. That's what makes it part of being the best result for a person's search. So how do you create content that works for Google and people? Well, first you start with your target audience. This is really important. What are your dream customers searching for? If you don't know, find out. Ask some people that are a member of that group. Because if you don't know what your customers are searching for, then nothing else I'm going to talk about here is going to work. I promise you that. Okay, so you know what your audience is searching for. What's next? Well, let's talk about optimizing your blog posts. There are three main types of SEO to consider for your blog posts: on-page SEO, technical SEO, and then off-page SEO, which I'll just talk about briefly. If you have a WordPress site, you need to install the Yoast SEO plugin. It makes it so much easier to create your title tags and meta descriptions for your search engine optimization. The number one rule of on-page SEO is that your keyword must be in your title tag. When it comes to on-page optimization, your title tag is the most important part of your page. This is the first thing Google sees, and it tells it what your page is about. Then you need to make sure that you're optimizing your meta description for clicks. According to Google, they say they don't pay much attention to your description or meta keywords. Supposedly, they're supposed to be rewording it at times, I've heard and seen, because it'll say it changed. But people use your meta description to determine if they're going to click on that article. While it's not as important as your title tag, your meta description is important. You want to make sure that your main keywords in your description. When someone searches for that term, Google will bold your keyword, which also helps your site stand out even more in the search engine result pages or SERPs. So be sure to use your keyword and related keywords in your body copy too, because Google is scanning the whole page. Think about it this way. Use your keyword in the first 150 words, but don't overstuff. That is what we used to do back in the olden days, but that can actually get you penalized by Google. You want to use it about 5 to 6 times in a longer article, 3 to 4 times maximum in a shorter article. And you want to make sure that you're using synonyms and variations. Again, writing for people. That's one of the benefits of the paid for Yoast SEO plugin that I've used in the past. But the free one usually gives you enough of what you need. But it'll give you related keywords that you can work in as potential synonyms of what you're looking to get covered. It also allows you to write for people. Again, not the bot. The bot understands synonyms and variations of keywords. It is a lot smarter than we give it credit for. You can also look at that Google autocompletes list. So if you're typing into a search engine to Google, it'll start to try and finish your search request for you, right? That's the Google autocomplete. And that's really important because it tells you what Google's other suggestions are. And that can actually give you some extensions on things to put into your articles. It's a great source. Now, Google can't see images. Yes, Google is a bot. It cannot see images. It relies on the title and alt text of your image. When you upload an image, we'll say image 0412.jpg to your website, it doesn't tell Google anything. Make sure the titles of your images are clear. And make sure that your alt text is descriptive. And that can let Google know, again, more about what your page is about. So if you've got an image of a woman pointing to a computer and you're an online trainer, you don't have to say woman pointing to computer with student. You could actually say teacher instructing student with, you know, online capabilities or with whatever your product is, things like that. Again, let it know what the page is about and the context through the image. Okay, let's move on a little bit to some technical SEO. This can get a little complex, and I know it's just one short podcast, but I think it's important to note and take a look at. First, is your site set up with a Google Search Console? If someone else is managing your site, ask them. They'll let you know. You can also verify you're the owner of your site and set it up in Google Search Console. Just Google Search Console. It'll give you a place to log in or create an account. Okay, then you want to make sure your URLs are consistent. If it's kendracorman.com/content/Apple iOS 15 update, that's one way to structure your content with categories. It could also be something like kendracorman.com/Apple iOS 15 update directly. However you structure your content, just make sure you're doing it consistently so Google can navigate and track where your content is. Page speed is another important piece of technical SEO. You can test your page speed at Google's Page Insight tool or Page Speed tool. I think it was Amazon that improved their site speed by like 1/10 or 1/100th of a second. It increased their sales by hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, that's probably not going to be your drastic of a change. But that tells you something about how important page speed is. It's not just for search, but also for your visitors. Then you want to make sure you've got an SSL. This is when your website says HTTPS, not just HTTP. Google prioritizes and gives preference to secure sites, which are the ones with the SSLs. Usually your provider, your hosting provider can put that on there. On average, I'd say they're about $50 to $60 a year. if they're not already included. And once that is installed, that can help your search results too. A lot of sites keep it there for free, like I said, but make sure that you're using all of that information. Then you want to make sure you're using internal links, leveraging anchor text. You want to link to other important pages on your site that are relevant to the content that you have. It's the whole idea between content pillars that I've talked about before. You want to use these links to these other pages using descriptive keywords. If I have a page that's all about email marketing, I'd want to highlight the words email marketing and embed the link there. Whereas if it was more about subject lines, it would be good to use the term subject lines somewhere in the words that I'm using to link to. When you're creating those hyperlinks, it's really important to do that because it gives Google context. Now, of course, you need to optimize for mobile. Google always says design for mobile first because mobile has become so important over the years and you need to make sure you're taking a look at it. Finally, make sure you're tracking results in Google Analytics. See where your traffic is coming from. What are your most popular pages? Why are they popular? Then see how you can improve from there. Finally, we have off-page SEO. We all know that backlinks are super important, right? I just talked about them. But there are ways for other sites to say they recommend you and your content. You want to get links from high authority pages. Do not go buying someone that just links to your page. Domain authority is something that a company, Moz, created and defined. And it is a great tool. It's actually, they've got a free, what they call the Moz toolbar, that'll help you have some insights into domain authority. The higher the score on a ranking of 0 to 100, the more authority the page has. I think Wikipedia's got a 99 domain authority, just to give you some ideas. Most of your competitors are probably in the 16 to 20s on average for most small businesses, but the higher an authority page can link to your content, the better off you are. You want to make sure that that site is relevant and the content you're sharing is related. Once you start moving away from a related site, we'll go back to our other example of cookie recipes. If a tire supply store links to your cookie recipe, it's not that relevant. If there's too many of those irrelevant sites that are linking back to you, then Google could potentially consider you working through Black Hat SEO and exclude you from search results. Then I would recommend trying to maybe get guest posts on some websites. If you have somebody that's on a related website related to your business, you could guest post for them and link back to your content. It's a great way to help yourself get backlinks to your content and recommendations from other sites. Phew. Well, that was a lot of stuff. If you want to dig into this, be sure to check out the show notes, get all the details, because I know that was a ton of information, and enjoy. If you enjoyed this episode and learned anything, it would really help me out if you rated and subscribed wherever you're listening. Thanks so much and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.